Well, from today, if you're planning on singing the national anthem, it's going to sound a bit different. The lyrics have been changed from "We are young and free" to "We are one and free." Scott Morrison says the government is rephrasing the line in the spirit of unity. But for many, while updating the lyrics is welcome, they want to see the government go beyond symbolism and take action on the issues facing Indigenous Australians. Political reporter Claudia Long has more.
It's been 143 years since Advance Australia Fair was first written and performed, and now it's getting a small update. From today, the second line of the song will be changed to "For We Are One and Free."
Our anthem is about us, who we are, and who we hope to be as well.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government is refreshing the lyrics to reflect the 65,000-year history of First Nations Australians, whose millennia-long history long predates British colonisation, as well as acknowledge the country's diversity.
We live in a timeless land of ancient First Nations peoples, and we draw together the stories of more than 300 national ancestries and language groups.
For me, it's one of the first lines we sing. It's something important. So it's a great change to recognise that, you know, that we're not a young country. As a Goongarri man, you know, that's why I came on board with this.
Goongarri opera singer Don Bemrose has been working on the Recognition and Anthem project, calling for changes to the national anthem that will better reflect Australia's history and our present.
You know, I don't want to sing that we're young and free because I don't ever feel my country is young, you know, and I don't feel our Australian culture, which is inclusive of all of us, is a young culture.
He's open to further changes as well.
I think we could go in so many directions with those changes, and I'd love to see, you know, it's celebrating our multiculturalism, our Aboriginal heritage, and that's what we've tried to do in the other verses that we've included in the project.
It's a very welcome change, and Labor supports it, but it doesn't go far enough, of course.
Linda Burney is Labor's Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians. She wants to see the government take action beyond symbolism.
This is symbolic, it's important, and we welcome it. But it does not address the issue that is absolutely fundamental, and that is constitutional recognition of First People.
Before the change was announced on New Year's Eve, the government's consultation on the refresh lyric consisted of governors and politicians, including state premiers and the federal cabinet. There hasn't been any formal consultation process with First Nations groups ahead of this change, and that's something that concerns Linda Burney.
It flies in the face, of course, of the government saying that they want to work with Aboriginal people, but the real issue is a constitutionally enshrined voice.
Well, we're changing it one word at a time.
Deborah Tidemayo is a Yorta Yorta woman and composer.
The word young has underestimated the lives that have been lived on this continent by some millennia. It is an important change, but I don't think anyone would accuse the Prime Minister of being a poet.
She thinks people will embrace the change.
If we look at the commentary that's coming through now, there's generally an acceptance that finally we've come to this point.
But she's looking for more than just a refresh.
I'm disappointed to see that the Prime Minister has contextualised it in the way that he has. You know, it's not just about Indigenous people. It's not just the Indigenous prism. Why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't we begin with that and then include everybody else in the anthem, as Judith Durham and Kutcher Edwards did in their rewrite of 2009, which I've been singing ever since then.
Precious water, soil and sun, grant life for you and me.
Before we heard Yorta Yorta woman Deborah Cheatham ending Claudia Long's report.